Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك سبح الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one name is Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus means the one who is absolutely pure, the one who is absolutely pure. And inshallah, if the brothers can also remember the sequence, and if they can memorize the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will earn them Jannah, inshallah. So first is the name of Allah, and then after Allah is Rahman and Rahim, and then Al-Malik, and now Al-Quddus. We covered the name Al-Malik in the last session. And so Al-Quddus means the one who is absolutely pure. The root words of Al-Quddus are Qaf, Dal and Seen. Qaf, Dal and Seen. And linguistically it has got two meanings. The first meaning of Qaf, Dal, Seen is from the word Tahara, which means cleanliness or purity. And you will find that in the dictionary it also means that a person who has a very large bucket which is filled with water. This is to indicate that water will remove any kind of impurity, any kind of impurity that is visible. And the second meaning to Al-Quddus, and in fact as root words, the second meaning that is given, that Al-Quddus means Barakah. Barakah. And Barakah means something that is filled with all goodness. That is why, just to give you an example, where Masjid Al-Aqsa is today, it is in the area of Baytul Maqdis. It is in the area of Baytul Maqdis. So Maqdis is from the same root word, Al-Quds. Al-Quds as in Maqdis. And Baytul Maqdis we call it because that area is filled with Barakah. That entire zone is filled with Barakah. The third Haram of Islam. So when a person goes to Masjid Al-Aqsa in that area and he performs Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify him and he will come back free from all the sins. So that is why that zone is called Baytul Maqdis. Also, one of the names of Hazrat Jibreel Amin is Ruhul Qudus. Ruhul Qudus. One of the names of Jibreel Amin is Ruhul Qudus. Now, why has this name been given to Jibreel Amin? Scholars have mentioned that because Jibreel Amin has also been created from complete purity. From complete purity. And some of the scholars have mentioned the reason why this name is given, because of his connection also with the Quran. That he was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to every verse that was revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Quran is the glorious speech. The power of the Quran is that it will make a person completely pure. So the Quran makes a person completely pure, and in connection of the kalam of Allah, that He was always there when this ayat kareema was revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given him this name as Ruhul Qudus. Also, when you're in ruku', the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one tasbih that he would read is Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wal Ruh. This was the habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when he was in ruku', this is the tasbih he would read. Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaika wal Ruh. There are many tasbihat that you can read. So Al-Quddus is a very unique name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the people translate Al-Quddus as the Holy One. But you'd rather translate it as the one who is absolutely pure. The Holy One sometimes gives you a different connotation. And so Al-Quds means purity, the one who is completely pure. Now when a person speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or calls upon Him to be Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu, what is meant when you say Ya Quddus, O Allah? Like when a person says Ya Rahman, or Ya Rahim, Ya Malik, so he might say Ya Quddus. What is the meaning of Ya Quddus? The scholars have mentioned, when you say Ya Quddus, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pure from sharik, from every kind of sharik, or from every kind of shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a partner. Who needs a partner? Who needs a partner? When someone who cannot manage his own affair, he needs another person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs no one. And therefore, when you say Al-Quddus, the first thing you have to remember, it means that there is no one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is absolutely pure from any connection to family ties. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any sons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a spouse or a partner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one Al-Quddus, the one who is absolutely pure. With that, the ulama have also mentioned that Al-Quddus would also mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pure from all the human deficiencies that they are out there. So for an example, insan has a tendency to forget. Insan has a tendency to forget. And to forget in the Arabic language means nisyan. Nisyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely free from nisyan. Allah never forgets. Allah never ever forgets. You might have someone who loves you, and you might say to that person, oh, you have forgotten me. Maybe he can forget you, because he is insan. But Allah never forgets. La yadullu rabbi wa la yansa. The Quran declares Allah never forgets. Insan has a tendency to lie, to speak something that may be false. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak lies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His glorious speech, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is more truthful in speech than Allah? Who is more truthful in speech than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Insan has a tendency to do zulm, to be unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is absolutely absolutely pure from zulm. He does not do zulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah does not wrong a person equivalent to an atom's weight. Allah does not wrong a person equivalent to an atom's weight. Allah does not do zulm. An insan has a tendency when he gets tired, he wants to sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pure from snooze, from tiredness, from sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. And finally, insan, his body is such that one day this body will expire and he will have to die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pure from this defect. So this is the meaning, some meaning, that the ulama have given. When we say Ya Quddusu, we must understand what is the meaning of Ya Quddus. That He is the Most High. He is absolutely pure. In fact, in this dunya, nothing is pure. Really, if you think about it, in this dunya, nothing is pure. Even something that we consider as clean or pure, possibly after a period of time or with the passage of time, that might even become impure, that might become stale. It might start to smell. Nothing is really pure. It is only pure at that moment, possibly. And in fact, it is a temporary form of concealment. What is it? A temporary form of concealment. What is pure? In this dunya, there is nothing pure. Take for an example, itar. Take for an example, itar. Take oud for an example. And you use oud, it's spark, it's pure, it gives out fragrance. For how many days? Once you've applied oud, then maybe after 2 days, maybe after 3 days, maybe after 4 days, chalo, bahut keemti, something very expensive, maybe for 1 week. Then after that, the smell will disappear. Isn't that the case? The smell will disappear. So there are defects in everything that is around us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Al-Quddus, the one who is absolutely pure. And just for some of the brothers to understand some of the masail as we go along, it would be nice so that we understand Islam properly. Understand Islam even logically. Now when people go for Hajj, there are a lot of things that they can't use. They can't wear clothes, stitched clothes. They can't wear stitched clothes. And so if you're in the state of ihram, you have to put on your ihram, which is a lungi and just a towel on the top. Now, maybe the wisdom we know, very quickly, possibly, this is to remind all of humanity of death. That you put on white ihram, that the coffin has covered you right now, and definitely the coffin will cover you one day and you will have to die. One hikmat, one wisdom. The second wisdom, that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all are equal. A king, ambassador, a rich man, a poor man, anyone who comes, you want to do Hajj, undress yourself. Nange ho jao. And put on the ihram. That is understood. But with that, another rule also is that you can't put perfume. You can't put perfume. You can't put fragrance. Now sometimes people wonder that Islam is a religion that accepts cleanliness, hygiene, to be clean, to smell good. How come when you come to the masjid, when you perform salah, you should apply itar? But when you put on your ihram, no itar. In fact, if you put on itar, there is dam, you have to give money, sadaqah, to the needy people. What is the hikmat? What is the wisdom? First of all, my respected brothers, what we need to understand, that everything in this world is only a very temporary form of concealment. Just to camouflage something or to hide the weakness that is there. Number two, the main reason that Sharia does not allow you to use itar or fragrance, because fragrance, itar, is part of this dunya. What is it? It is part of this dunya. And when you go for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to disconnect from everything of this dunya. What does He want? He wants you to disconnect from everything of this dunya. Because itar is also dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to disconnect from your clothes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to disconnect from your family members, your wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to disconnect from itar, because this is also dunya. And so everything that is of this dunya, you cut yourself away. You cut yourself. You are not connected to anything of this dunya. And that is why, as a true lover, it is supposed to remind you of Maidan-e-Hashr. What is it supposed to remind you of? Maidan-e-Hashr. In Maidan-e-Hashr, everyone will be naked. So insan is also naked inside. And so now he is not bothered about dunya. For the 5 days he is not bothered about dunya. And so he is running from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa. Subhanallah, somebody is pushing him. He causes him an injury. He falls down. He's taken ill. He needs water. Subhanallah, in Muzdalifah, he is there. In Arafat, he is there. Standing, sitting, making dua, crying. Nothing about dunya. He's not bothered at all about dunya. And then does his sacrifice, does his qurbani. And then subhanallah, all of these very important rituals in Sharia, he has to perform for the 5 days. But the reason why he cannot put on fragrance, perfume, is because it is part of dunya. What is it? It is part of dunya. And the maqsad of Hajj, the purpose of Hajj, is for him to be completely away from this world. That is why Sharia does not allow him to also use fragrance. But understand one thing, the one who is very, very close to Al-Quddus, the more you are closer to Al-Quddus, the more you are closer to Allah Al-Quddus, you have this natural fragrance. So for an example, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not need fragrance or attar. Natural khushbu, fragrance. His perspiration was collected naturally. So the closer you are to Al-Quddus, because he is the one who is absolutely pure. And the more you try to be pure, the more you try to be pure, subhanallah, everything changes of this individual. Physically, mentally, spiritually. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His glorious speech, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put two hearts in a person's chest. Allah has not put two hearts in a person's chest. How many hearts do we have? One. Only one heart. And the scholars have mentioned, the reason for that is that one heart should be given to Al-Quddus, the one who is absolutely pure. He owns that heart. Because everything else in this dunya that you put is impure. Everything else that you put in this heart is impure. And something that is impure cannot be mixed with that zat which is absolutely pure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan this choice, that your heart should only be for Al-Quddus, who is only who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the reasons why our du'as are not accepted, one of the reasons why we don't enjoy the Quran, one of the reasons why we don't enjoy our salah, one of the reasons why we don't want to sit in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the problem actually is with the heart. The heart has been distributed. 50% is given to the iPad, 30% is given to Samsung, 20% is given to my girlfriend in college, university. Allahu Akbar. Because of that, there's all this filth and impurity that is there. We are walking. That is why Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. An example of that person in whose heart is Allah is like a living person, and an example of that person in whose heart there is no Allah is like a dead person. He may be alive, but he is dead. You see, when you see a person on a life support machine, you see a person in a life support machine, bus. Somebody might say, "Bhai, he is as good as dead." What will people say? Bichara, he is as good as dead. Life support machine, he is as good as dead. This is the issue, this is the problem. The problem is that we are not attached with Al-Quddus. We don't even understand the sifat, the attributes of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, cleaning the masjid, purifying the masjid is such a noble deed. Just to clean the masjid. A lady of Abyssinia who would clean the masjid when she passed away, the companions did not find it a necessity perhaps to even inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they buried her in the night. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam marked her out and said, "Where is that woman?" And they said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, a woman, she passed away. We thought, why should we disturb you?" Allah's Nabi said, "You should disturb me. Do you know who this lady is? This lady was busy cleaning the house of Allah." Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on her grave and made dua for her. Allah give her Jannah. That is why in the Quran it comes, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. That only those who are pure can touch the Quran. Pure who can touch the Quran. You'll find some of these people, "Oh no problem, you know your heart has to be clean, you can touch the Quran." No. Only those who are pure and clean in the state of wudu, only they can touch the Quran. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the disbelievers as najis. Najis means impure, napak. In fact, there are some fuqaha, they say that if you touch a disbeliever, your wudu breaks. Because of this ayat of the Quran, Allah says, "Innamal mushrikuna najasun." Innamal mushrikuna najasun. That the mushrikeen are impure. The kuffara impure. And what is that impurity inside them? The first thing is what? Kufr. That kufr is the thing which is completely impure. That is why the fuqaha have mentioned there are three categories of impurity. One is physical impurity that you can see. One is impurity غير مرئية that you cannot see. And the third one is something which is more worse, which is the impurity of sins. The impurity of sins. And so when you do a lot of sins, you are pushed away from that Zat who is called Al-Quddus, the one who is absolutely pure, absolutely pure. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ. That is why any man who dies in the state of kufr, no matter who he is, Jannah is haram on that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Paradise is haram on that person. Because the only name that can purify kufr is Allah. And this name is so powerful, that if you take the name of Allah, it will wipe out and delete all of your past sins. A person who is not a Muslim wants to become a Muslim, what does he have to do? Just read the kalima. And the name of Allah is Allah, but all of his sifat, one of his sifat is Al-Quds. And Al-Quddus means the one who is absolutely pure. It very quickly purifies a person. That is the power in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand, my respected brothers and elders, insan, this body has been created from this earth. And therefore, the food for this body is also from dirt. It is also from dirt, from this earth, everything that comes out. Because this body is made from earthly material. So the food comes out from this earth. But the ruh that is inside, that is not made of this earth. That is not made from this earthly material. The ruh is made from the heavenly creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the connection of the ruh is with the heavens. And therefore the nourishment for your soul has to come from the top. That is why the scholars, they say do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is the food of the soul. The nourishment is that comes from the heavens. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is why ulama have mentioned that when a person dies, if his ruh is connected to Al-Quddus, the one who is the absolute pure, then Allah will put his ruh back in the heavens, which is Alam-e-Illiyin. Which is Alam-e-Illiyin. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Illiyin is mentioned. Allah will put the ruh in Illiyin. And where is Illiyin? Up in the heavens. But for that person who has not purified his soul, because Allah is the one who is the absolute pure, and if he is in the state of kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, that soul with his body will not go up. In fact, his soul will be placed in a chamber called Sijjin. And Sijjin is right underground. Below, bilkul, underneath. That is where the ruh of the kuffar will be pushed. And there is no space for it up towards the heavens. And so this is something that we need to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddus. We should stop playing this game that in the morning we become pious, in the evening we become fasiq. For 2 days we become pious, for 3 days we become fasiq. This is very, very dangerous. Because despite the fact that we have iman, that is not guaranteed that this man will be given entry into Jannah immediately. Because in paradise, only those who are pure and clean can enter. And if he has not achieved that level of purity and cleanliness, that connection with Al-Quddus in this dunya, and he dies, and when he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is still some impurity there, then that is not Darul Imtihan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Possibly he might have to go to Jahannam because of that impurity that is there. And then there is a fountain between Jannah and Jahannam. For those who will come out from Jahannam, they will be put and dipped into this fountain so that they are completely pure, and then only then they will get a place in Jannah. However, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, by His mercy, He can enter anyone in Jannah. But for a person to think that subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just Rahman and Rahim, and everything positive is in my direction, nothing will happen to me, what guarantee is there? That is why there is one hadith, and inshallah with this we end. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in speak of that last man who will come out from Jahannam to go to Jannah. Last man. This is in the hadith. He will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, my face has been burnt, my body has been burnt. Just do me one favor. If you can just change my face, the direction of my face, away from the fire of Jahannam. He won't even have that power. But if I can just change the direction and face another direction, not the direction where the fire is. In the hadith it comes to some effect, فَصْرِفْ عَنِّي فَصْرِفْ وَجْهِ عَنِ النَّارِ فَصْرِفْ وَجْهِ عَنِ النَّارِ Oh Allah, allow me to take another direction away from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, if I listen to you, then you will ask me for another thing. You will want another thing. Now he has hope because now he is speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the last man. He will say, Bari ta'ala, I will never ask you anything thereafter. Just change my position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels, change his position. And subhanallah, the malaika will turn his face towards a direction from where he can actually see one section of the gate of Jannah. One part of Jannah, the gate of Jannah. So when he sees Jannah, the gates of Jannah, now he will say, Allahu Akbar, what do I do? Very slowly he says, Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Just put me close to the door of Jannah. Just put me close to the door of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him, Are, you just said that you will never ask for anything else and you break your promise. And he will say, Bari ta'ala, Bari ta'ala. Just put me close to the gates of Jannah. That is outside. Now to put him in a place where he is not in Jahannam and he is not in Jannah. But close to one section, one part of a gate. One gate of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, if I put you there, you might want to ask me something else. He said, now I will never ask you anything. Ab to bahut ho gaya. Now I will not ask you anything. That is it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels, take him out. Subhanallah, this man, he will come out and he will be standing close to the gates of Jannah. And the angels will be there seeing this one man who is outside. Subhanallah, when he looks inside Jannah, the beauty, the charm of Jannah, Allahu Akbar, again he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say, Allah. What will he say? Allah. In the hadith it comes that at this time Allah will laugh at him. At this time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will laugh at him. Smile at him. That this is insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, what is it that you want? He'll say, Bari ta'ala, I am outside. Just put me towards the inside part of Jannah, but close to the gates. Just put me. Look at this man slowly crawling out from Jahannam. He's the last man. In the hadith it comes. And so now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laughs at him. And with the laugh and the smile of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this man understands Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels, open the gates, put him inside. And so now he will look that Jannah is full, very full. Everyone has occupied Jannah. Everyone is busy. And there he is standing all alone, the last man to come out. And now what is he going to do? He will stay quiet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then speak to him and say to him, wish whatever you want in this Jannah. Wish whatever you want. And this man will start wishing. What will he wish? Allah knows. And he will ask Allah, I want this, Allah will give. I want this, Allah will give. Allah, I want this, Allah. Allah, I want this. Everything that he asks, Allah will give him. And then he will stop. Allah will say, wish for more. And then he will say, Ya Allah, I don't know what to wish for. I don't know what to wish for. Then Allah will remind him, don't you want this? Don't you want this? Don't you want this? He says, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. In one narration it comes, Allah will give him all his wishes and in 10 times much more than what he asked for. In one riwayat it's double, but in one narration it comes, 10 times more than what he had wished for will be given to this person. In the hadith, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this man will be the last man to enter Jannah, thereafter the gates of Jannah will be closed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers and sisters. We need to make tawbah. And we need to connect ourselves to that Zaat who is the absolute pure. And become pure. And save ourselves from guna and sins. And inshaAllah ta'ala, if we can be firm, you will see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us at every step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me you all the tawfiq that we understand the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.